This is Fresh Air. Music critic Marlo Miles has a review of Afrobeat's Hot Hits. The collection introduces a type of African fusion that melds electronics, voices, and rhythms.
I became a music obsessive in part because the parade of new sounds seemed endless. So I'm always thrilled when an album establishes a new music twist. With Afrobeat's Hot Hits, I'm also excited because it proves collections can make the case for a style not just by confirming your affections, but by overturning your objections. Afrobeats is a new mashup of Jamaican dancehall, soca, hip-hop, and polyrhythms from Ghana and Nigeria.
Everything else from my waist down. Like Iyanya says, all the boys are just loving my waist down. I know what to do.
One of my objections about the music cannot be overturned. Afrobeats is a terrible name. Almost identical to Nigerian superstar Fela Anikolapo Kuti's Afrobeat, but nothing like it in sound. This may not be a fatal problem, but people will pick up Afrobeats' Hot Hits expecting Fela-like music and be disappointed. The 14 tracks on the album blow away all other hesitations. Nowadays, it often seems like there's no escape from the world of earbud lo-fi. Electronic fusion songs, not unlike those on Afrobeats, had been around for a good while, but the electronics seemed tacked on, and you missed sonic richness and interplay of full bands. Not so here. Right from the opening tracks, Davido's Skelewu, as integrated and interactive as anyone could want. For this dance, you don't need shagara. Oh, yeah, I need you. Like a rat. To the yard, to the front, higher yard, to the back. Skelewu. Okay, what you do, man? I am there to love your demands. Say you want to dance, man. You want all the money from my band. Oh, yes, got the ground. Got the bodies, they make them down. When they see me around, they just got the dance like a whole vegetable. It seems to me that in all sorts of low-budget styles these days, electronics and voices with a bare minimum of other instruments can flatten personalities and encourage a feel of samey songs. Afrobeats performers concentrate on the usual love and lust and shake your smoking body. But time and again on Afrobeats' Hot Hits, a standout singer like Race overcomes the problems by proving a voice is a personality. Fusion styles usually have a dominant culture source or take off from a specific region. On Afrobeat's Hot Hits, some performers feel like they're floating in from no place in particular. But maybe the style is just getting ready to take over everywhere. Afrobeat's Hot Hits includes a number by neo-soul eclectic Anthony David, which the notes claim may be the first straight Afrobeats track recorded by an American artist. More important, the song is a teasing hoot.
Can admire, but you better not touch her. You can just watch her.
The final reasons Afrobeat's Hot Hits wins you over are old and simple. It's sensual to hear and offers a seductive invitation to dance. This is where selection and programming and diverse performers come into play. Remember, no less a music institution than Motown took off by getting people on the floor with collections of singles, not albums. Getting the party started is always in style.
Milo Miles reviewed Afrobeat's Hot Hits on the Shanaki label. Tomorrow on Fresh Air, we'll feature the interview about Muhammad Ali that we'd postponed today in order to rebroadcast our interview with Tom Petty. We'll hear from Jonathan Eig, the author of a new biography of Ali that draws on previously unreleased FBI and Justice Department files. I hope you'll join us.